And Shmuel Berlin had to talk today about the big problem that the system of our learning today and the entire Kehil system doesn't seem to stim with what the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Talmud Torah, that you're not allowed to take any money for learning. This idea that if somebody who takes money for learning, the Rambam holds it's asur. This idea the Rambam wrote in two places. He wrote it in Pirkei Avos, and he wrote it in law. He cemented it in law in Hilchos Talmud Torah and Perek Gimel. And he made it an issa that's so chomer that it's more, if somebody chas v'shalom takes a kehil check, it's worse than he's over there with the zora umegava rayas v'sheifich domin kol yomav. That's how the Rambam did it when he shtelled the tzavek. And in Pirush Mishnah Avos, he's launching an attack on the Ga'inim, that the Ga'inim instituted a tax. This was in Babel for a period of a few hundred years. They instituted a tax that everybody had to pay to support the yeshivas, that Bechdei Teira should be able to be Nimshach and Nimsar, Midor Dor. There was a tax instituted, and the Rambam held that's an Osir, and not just an Issakal. He held this is the most chomedic is that there is in Kol Teir Kula, because he wrote on this Lashonis that not found anyways. I'll soon tell you some of the Lashonis. In Hilchos Talmud Torah, he doesn't bring the Ga'inim and he doesn't attack them, but he does codify the din of what he thought was the basis of his fight with the Ga'inim. And ever since the Rambam wrote this, this has become the biggest problem of all the Chachmei Yisrael since then. How to live this down. I mean, the entire world runs on paying a Rav and paying a Dayan and paying a Rebbe and a Kehil, and the entire world runs on this, and there seems to be so many Mekeiris about it, Haritz Lahonas. I mean, it's all over the place, this Inyan, and how could it be? I mean, I'm saying that it's also. Many, many, many Achrayim discuss this, even in the Pirush HaMishnah, they're novice. I mean, they're if they're trying to be Miyashivit. And what they say is always very shver in the Rambam, and like it's most of the Mahalach is basically to say that even Lefi Da'as HaRambam, if you're going to try to be Mekayim B'Da'as HaRambam, it's going to be Nishtakach Teirim Yisrael a long time ago. So B'li Sofik, the Halach is not like Da'as HaRambam in this Inyan. I think Rabbi Shafanshi wrote to somebody in the Tshuva, somebody said to him that he sees the Rambam, says it's so Chomer. So he wants to be Chayshish L'Das Rambam, so he definitely wants to be Nenem Mimaisi Odev, he wants to get a job and a profession. So Meisha Feinstein wrote him back that Loi Migira Sha'altezeh. Don't think it's your Yir Shemaim that you want to be Yait to the Das Rambam that gave you the impetus to want to go out and get yourself a Panosa. It's because you want to work and you want to Fadin. That's what it is. Because if it be Migira, Zok the Teira would have been a stacker in Yisrael a long time ago had it been halacha that's I'm believe Sofik ain't halacha gedvara in Zeh. But others trying to say Yishuvim, but the Yishuvim are more shver. I mean, I can just go on and on with all the Achrayim, but I guess one of them I'll tell you, just that you'll see how tamu it is what the Bi Halacha. The Bi Halacha hits this in Simen Reish Lamed Aleph, because he's ma'irid from this that the Dayanim used to take their salaries from the Tumas Alishcha. Now, Tumas Alishcha is the stock of Kol Yisrael. These are the Tavis of Yisrael. And the Rambam says that that's absolutely out of the pale. To take any money for learning or for your religious activities is called an enemy of Ritaira. Zog dort de bi alocha, zog reise chilek zog de. If you're dying and you're helping people and you're adjudicating their disputes, so then, so then you're entitled to take money. But the Rambam was talking about somebody that's oisik b'teira and ain't oisik malacha, and he's not being mahana acherim. Zok dorten, if you're not being mahana acherim, that's what the Rambam was talking about. But if you're dying and you're servicing people, that's a different story. Dosego v'shtei dorten to be halacha. And this is Pilaployim. What? What did you just say? That if you're just sitting, the Vilna Goyim exists in the Zayin Klois and sitting and learning, that's not being Mahana Achera? Only if you're a socialist, and you. What did you just say over here? The Chofetz Chaim. We're talking about Yitzim Befurish Mepikoyin Gadol Bekdusha V'Taira. What's he saying over here? They taught me that Torah is chiyusim va'oyrim v'kiyumim shel kol ha'olam kulam, and when the goyim exist and close on land, he's mechayim mekayim kol ha'olam kulam and kol shefa, and he's not. That's not called being made to v'nachayim. No, you're just sitting learning like atzmai. Did who Tony? What chas v'shalom is he saying over here? I hope that by the time this chabur is over, it's going to be clear what the whole time was saying. But right now, Midav Vissin, that's pilaploim, and all the answers are like that. All the answers are pilaploim, and they're mind-boggling, and doesn't stem with anything. Didn't Rabbi Aaron Sitzlovitz say that pshat in Talmud Torah k'neged kulam, that it means k'neged kulam of all these gemilas chasodim, of Vayis Ameis, and b'kechoy l'machlas nizachim, Talmud Torah k'neged kulam. And Talmud Torah means sitting and learning, not even teaching the other guy. Teaching the other guy, that's avada, the biggest chesed you can do to somebody. But he's saying if your own learning, Talmud Torah means you're just sitting and learning. It's connected kulam in the chesed of what the Tana reconciles in that Mishnah. The part of the chesed being made different call of Briya Kula, you're being married with the Shefa. So what is this chilek as that Bezdort and the Dayan is helping other people, but you're just sitting and learning for yourself? So that's what the Rambam said was a chilek Hashem. Like the whole thing is like Chayyar Pillar Ploy. But that's even it. We don't even know what Achreinim are saying. And I want to, Be'ez Hashem, try to read the Rambam carefully and correctly and explain what the Rambam was saying and what he's not saying and how the whole BMG and the Kovna Kedel, going back 100 years ago, could survive these Divrei Rambam. This is the aim. So first let me just read you what the Rambam says. Kol ha-meisim aliboy shi'asik batoiro v'lo yasim alochem v'yisparnis menat stoker. Hari zeh chilus Hashem u'bozo es ha-toiro v'kova mo'or adas. He's not finished yet. V'gorom ro la'atzmoy v'notul chayiv v'noidem abo. L'fi sh'asa lo'anis v'divr teir v'yem hazeh. Omra Chom Glanem Divertera Little Chai Ben Oilam Oy Tzivu Va'omra when he brings Mekairis in the Mishanovas where he landed the shtickle over there. Surprisingly, the next line he says Maila G'dayli Hila Mishu Mespanis Mimaisi Yodav when he brings Hill used to be Chai Tevetzim. I mean, you tell me that the one who's Eino Yisim Allah Mespanis Mazdok is Chila Shashem Abbas that's a Toyich of the Kovim Oy Radaz V'gom Rolatz. So it's a Maila G'dayli, someone who didn't do all that Resha. Like it just doesn't read from one halacha to the other. My legdeilu for the guy who wasn't megal arayis and even with his own shevir dom kol yom of like it's kumtayis mada. It looks like a steer menei bay. But the main kasha that the achrayim were busy with is that the whole institution of shevet Levi, how the Torah made it, sounds like a direct steer to this Rambam. The Torah laid out that kol yisrael support them and they're pnuyim to be oisik b'Torah. I mean that is the system. Kol yisrael give them ma'isris in support of Shevet Levi. There's a very Nazi Shiva Shevard Vashtait in Ramei Simcha. It's a lot of the discussion showing why Shevet Levi was so small. Rabban talks about it, Bekam, he's like, why? So he says, what do you mean? Because they had to be supported by everybody. So Benjamin Zachman's guy, there should be very few people. That's Ramei Simcha's word. But it's clear that this is what it was. There was that system. That's what I'm saying is impossible. That's what the Torah instituted with Shevet Levi. So what's going to be with Shevet Levi, Lefidus Rambam, what's going to be with the Loi Shevet Levi, Bavadniks? This is the big problem, and Medav Tzach Meir, Medav Yizayim, one deek in the Rambam, and that's going to be the whole thing becomes clear. The Rambam says, Kol ha-meisim al-liboy, she-yasik bat-toyro, ve-lo yasim al-locho, ve-yisparnis, man-azdog ha-reizeh, chilis Hashem. The way to introduce this halacha is with this lotion of Kol ha-meisim al-liboy. If I were the Rambam, I would say, "Call me Shoyisik Batoyra Ve'ino Isim Alachom Esparnis Menazdok Harei Zechilus Hashem." Call Hamesim Alibo. It sounds like this is a Issa Hira. This is like Minas or like Arayis V'Sefarana Issim from Lisasuru. That why is this the way to introduce the halacha? Like, don't even think of parking here. You know, like, what is that? Don't even think of Bichal Shabbos. This is not a Yisahira, that this is the appropriate preface for this halacha. You should talk about the guy who's doing this. So, the Rambam was Megala, the whole Kavona. What his problem was with the Goyim and why that's not relevant in our times, and let's be magdim if there is. Does for state and some safer, which I think we recently had the opportunity to discuss this, but it's kedai to bring it up for the clarity of this Indian, that some safer made the point that back in Parashas Truma, the Torah was magdim the shulchan for the menorah, even though the menorah is a big madrega. The menorah is mesamel the Or HaChokhmah from Torah. Haroitzel lahachim yadrim. I feel like the Torah in the seder of the binyan akedim, the Torah is magdim shulchan. So some sefer says for the same reason that Moshe Rabbeinu was magdim the bracha of Zvulun to Yisachar. Yankee Ravina also did the same thing. He was magdim the bracha to Zvulun before Yisachar because Zvulun is the sibah for Yisachar's learning. Is the shulchan that's misamal that shiras of Klal Yisrael. That's the sibah for the kiyum hachochma of the menorah. So maybe that's where the Torah is magdim the shulchan before the menorah. Does state in some sefer? Zok the Ksav sefer. I don't know what you're saying. The Oren is zichem misamal the Oira Torah, and that's before everything. The first thing is also Oren. So what are you talking about? You see, there's no shulchan being magdim the Torah of the Oren. Does state the Ksav sefer of Mar Abba? And I just want to say I understand the Ksav sefer very good. What the Ksav sefer was saying is that there's a madrigas ha-teir of Oren that Taka doesn't need the shulchan before it to precede it, and it's not based on shulchan. And Adrab, the shulchan is based on it, comes afterwards. The sibis ha-tzlocha, the shulchan is bekoir, the koir ha-teir from Oren. And then there's another madrigas ha-teir from Menoira, that's what Chassam Sofer said, needs a shulchan preceding it. Because there he's talking about the yisocha that without having a contract with Zvulun is not holding by learning. The Siba of his learning, Zachashi, is because Zvulun is noisal taypiv. So if the only Siba of your commitment to learning is only because you're contracted, that Madrigas HaTorah is the Madrigas HaTorah of Menorah, but that's not the Madrigas of Oren Atzmai Einem and Amida, and the Oren which exists on the heaven Shusiyah was Mishom Hushas Kolalim Kulay. That's the madriga that Taka needs a shulchan preceding it. And the shulchan is the sibah for the limit of Yisachar. But that's not the madriga of Poyrik me'ol of oil chishbainis arabim. Yisachar was not Poyrik oil chishbainis arabim. Yisachar is saying, if you pay me and you hire me to learn for you, I'm prepared to learn. So he's similar to somebody who has a Judaic store that's selling svarim. Selling Tesachation and selling the Sivis and Shulchan Aruch and Izvahada, that's not called that. That's a Madrigas HaTeira, that's Porik Melo Oil Cheshbon Yisrael. He is in business. Yisachar is in business. He's in the business of learning, and he could grow very big in Teira, but that's only the Madriga of the Menorah. There's a Porikas HaMavdol between the Kodesh Kodoshim and the Kodesh. The Menorah is in the Kodesh, the Or is in the Kodesh Kodoshim, but Medavdach Mavdol Zayn Ben Kodesh LeKodesh. So Faran Madrigas HaTeira from Or, that the Rambam says on the Lo Yishev Levi Niskadish Kodesh Kodosh. Kodesh Kodosh means that it's reingechappt, reingegangen, lefnim in a Poroiches, or a Shtorzach to the Madrigas HaOr. That became his Betalmud Gefinim, that the Talmud Chochma is Betoichi Gibari, about the Oren is Metzupim, that the Oren is Mesamul Gewissim Madrigas HaMailis HaTeira. The one that's Poirik Me'olav Oyech Hishben Yisram, and he's learning whether you pay him or not. I am learning. I have that commitment. That's the one that comes before the Shulchan, and Adrava. If somebody's mefarnes him, so that person is zeicha in Oren Neses Neisav. He's zeicha to be mizborach and mizparnes mikoyach this that etzach tuga like the handsome Oren. But the Oren is there in Kayim, whether you like it or not, or whether he has the money or he doesn't have the money. It's a whole different system. So idach miyushiv the kashu with the ksav sefer gefreik that the Oren comes there. The sidron shel kelim is ganz klar. The Oren is which is the siba of the entire bria, the siba of the shulchan, the menorah, the whole bria kula comes first, and that's taka one madrigas ha-teira. That's the madrigas ha-teira of Rishbi and the loy shevet Levi belvadniks that shtoltzu to Rishbi that they were poyrik me'alim oil chishbon yisrael. Then starts another madrigas ha-teira that you're hiring me to learn a business, a geshäft von teira. That's the Madrigas HaTeira from Yisachar, and that Taka has a shulchan preceding it, and that's why the bracha of Zvulun comes before the bracha of Yisachar. That's Taka a different Madrigas HaTeira, and Tzedor, Aparechas, that being Mavdol, and Kodesh, L'Kodesh. So with that, Tzugang, that when the Rambam is saying, "Kol ha-meisim al-liboy, she-yazik ba-toyre v'li-yazim al-loch, v'yispanish ba-zdoch," how is this? Why are you talking about meisim al-liboy? You're talking about the one who does it. The Rambam is talking about the one who perceives that he's taking stoker. He doesn't perceive that he is in the pchina of the oven, and he's neses neisov, and he's being mahana kol ha-oilam kuloi, and he is being poil shefa b'chol ha-oilamas mimalo kol ha-oilam kuloi with his teira. He feels like a schnorrer. The one who feels like a schnorrer and feels knocked and feels that he is just living off other people, he's the one that was chilas Hashem who buzzes at teira v'kol v'moir adas v'gorim v'olatz v'notol chayim v'mabo. If he's meisim al liboy that he's being neitel menatzdoka, his perception is that he's being neitel menatzdoka, he was talking machal the whole teira that way. Either you're yisachar that you have a business deal with somebody, or you're a shevet levidnik that understands that he's the prinim from Oren, and the Oren is neses neisev, and everyone who gives him is mizborech mikaychai. And the Chofetz Chaim used to say as that line that zei meinen, he said about the balabatim, zei meinen that mir zen in shnoros, zei zen in the shnoros, because they're living mikaych, being neisev. That's what he was saying, and this is what he's trying to say in Simcha Yishlam and Aleph also, that if you mahana acherim, so avadi, if your talmud teira is in the prinim from mahana acherim, it's also no problem. But if you think your teir is not b'man achirim, just li didhu toni. That's what he was trying to say over there. That's about the avdem shtei the Rambam kol ha-meisim al-liboy that he's oisim b'teirim and he noisim aloch and his parents b'azdogah. That's the nidin over here. So this is the shtikl ha-shlomo to that uvda that was set over with Rabbi Eliezer Shach Zatzal, that he went to a dinner. One of his talmidim was a Roshiva and begged him to come to the dinner, and Rabbi Eliezer came and he heard that the Roshiva was speaking very much b'shvach of the guest of honor, the Urche HaKovod, and expressing a strong sentiment of HaKovod HaTayv to him for being nice, the Yeshiva Kashay Yisa Umanis HaYonik. And when Rabbi Eliezer left, he mentioned to Roshiva that he was not sufferin with that read. B'zol nisht reidin b'gan HaKovod HaTayv. He's being nice as Aaron and atut zayin mitzvah and so he said, but I have to talk before. What should I do? I mean, what are you kidding me? Talk about the gewaltige erich of being nice Aaron. We talk about the erich of marzik teira, but akaros atayv zol nitri. So this Israeli Rosh Yeshiva gives like one of these Israeli twists, like. אבל הוא יכול לקיים את המצווה שלו בישיבה אחרת. אני צריך להכיר כתובה שהוא עושה את זה בישיבה שלי. So that's what I'm being marketed. And the old rabbi was not phased with that. He said to him, which esrig he chooses to do his mitzvah with? This is Zayin Cheshbonis. That's hot garnish. The esrig is not mechuyav b'karos HaTayv that you took me. There's nothing to do with it. He wasn't phased with this nonsense. You know, like. Now, if it wouldn't be Rabbi Eliezer Shach saying this, this would be ekeldik. I mean, well, no, HaKavos HaTayv, what are you talking about? Look what he's doing. But he understands it exactly the way it is. It is the yeshiva is the pchina for Aaron, and there was a nice Aaron, Adar Rabbi Evert get benched, and he gets carried because he's a nice Aaron, and there's no talk of HaKavos HaTayv. You can talk about the godless and the yeshivas of that Indian, but don't, that sentiment of HaKavos HaTayv, hot a shmek from the Rambam of Meisim Aliba that you're shnor, that you're taking minutes doger. Hot a shmek from the Chaim of the Rambam dogeret. The Rambam's paid on the Goinim is because they made it a tax on everybody. And they force you, whether you like it or not. When you're doing them the favor, you don't force it on them. If Aram doesn't force anyone to be nice, it's a bracha and a schia ad beli dai for a person to be zeicher to be nice as Aaron. But when you force that as a tax, you basically destroy that whole cook. So that's what the Rambam went after them, and that's what that was that big arichas. But to this day, there's no parlor meeting made for Lakewood that whoever's representing the yeshiva, whichever yeshiva or whatever have you, is representing that ever makes an azor tax, ever forces you. They talk about the shvach of being nezor. They have a nusach, atzidim in Yisrael, aher and ahin, but the nusach is all the opportunity of shtitz in the yeshiva light. But nobody makes that attacks, and nobody forces you, and nobody makes it a chiyuv and a chayv kaddish. A pin shvuyim is a chayv kaddish, as a chayla, that you make a chiyuv. This, no one ever makes a chiyuv. Then that's not the nusach, how it's talked, because it is Rambam, and it's always gehalten in this Rambam, because this Rambam is just saying the meisim al-liboy is go to kumkait. So this is the chayra a yishuv nochen to what how the Rambam stems with what's going on in the world. Allow me to be myself another nekuda, which I'm not sure if it's a hamok in this or it's its egen nekuda over here in Rambam. But it's zichet va'emes. This word of kol ha'meisim aliboy is giving away another big secret over here. This man that's meisim aliboy she'asik batoyra v'leihasim alachov yispanish ma'azdogad. This person, was he poirik me'alatzvoy oyl chishbonis harabim? The Rishbinik and the Loi Shevi Levi Bavadniks were poirik me'alim oyl chishbonis harabim. They're not thinking of working, they're not thinking. This guy is, what's he thinking of? This guy made a calculated decision how I'm going to learn. I'm going to learn based on work. Not my work, your work. He's thinking of working. Just not him working, he wants you to work for it. He was hoitzi atzmoy min haklal of the Shevet Levi and the Rishbiniks and the Loi Shevet Levi Bavadniks. At that moment that he made a cheshbon, he was not poirik cheshbon Israel. You ask a Shevet Levi, Nick. You dedicated to the avodah b'Beis HaMikdash, you're busy learning, how are you going to be misparnos? He doesn't say, you're going to work. He don't say that. He says, I'm not worried about it, just not one of my daigas. Listen, you're marrying my daughter now. I mean, come on. How are you going to support my daughter? It's not your problem. And it's not my problem. It's the Rebbeinu Shem's problem. The Abdi HaMelech, the Panos, no Cheshbonis. He don't say, you're going to work. That's not what he says. He says, me as a daya, I have to know how the Melech is going to be finished. He says, Avodav. I mean, every Eben that becomes has a shtickle shtel in the base of Malchus to vacuum the stairs has to know exactly where the Melech is going to give him the check from. It's not my Isaac. I'm from the Avdi HaMelech, the Panasos is on the Melech, so he doesn't make any Cheshbonis. Berege the Rambam gezogt that Kol HaMeisim Aliboy had ki yegemat Cheshbonis. He was not Perich Me'ol of Oil Cheshbonis Arabim. I'm saying it differently. The first nekuda was that he perceives himself as a shnocher. He perceives that it's a tzedakah. The second nekuda we're making is this nekuda that the pshat is that he is making cheshbonis. He figured it out. How am I going to? He has a sheet of black and the red. And this guy has a accounting firm, but the accounting firm is not his money. It's like an accounting. He's accounting your money, and expecting to get it from your money. I mean, this is this guy's plan. This guy's running an accounting firm. So, Af'em is Advar Magim, is Ariz Yechilash Hashem, Ubozes Atayr, Vikov Maradas. This is Lachir, the Mahalach. These are the two Hatzoyes that come straight out of the Divya Ramim, and why he's Taka Cholok. What he was upset about, the Gaelim is Taka Nat, and everything that goes on till now is everything that we do, you know, our system. But Medaf Abisal Batracht, I mean, let's say a regular guy is getting money from his Shver. So, you're telling me that that Rabbeinu Shach Zokti shouldn't have any Akar Zatayv? And if he does, then he's covered by Radas. How do we apply this today, us, in our situation? How far does this go? I mean, there are a few points you have to know. Today, even though the battle cry of the yeshiva here is the Rambam of the Yeshiva Levi Bavad, but that's only on the chefs of the yeshiva. Kol Yochid V'Yochid. If you ever pop a piece of Tylenol when you have a headache, you are not from the Rishbiniks or from the Loi Shevet Leviniks. Nobody there does any shtavos. There's nobody that has a headache over there. There's not Tylenol in the first kit office in the yeshiva's Rishbi. There's no Tylenol there. It doesn't work that way. This state by Rabbi Sol Salanter, the same way they don't make any shtadlis in Panosa, they don't go to a doctor either. They make no shtadlis in Rafur. That's the Midas Rishbi. There's no shtadlis. They're Peirik Malim Oil Cheshbon Yisrabim. So there's very few people among us that are Oiz Gehalten in the Madrega Mamish. It's all the Machzel Shlishal Raviyah and Halavai even Raviyah. Everybody makes some sort of cheshbon. You know, the wife working might be Melachti Nasai Deche. That might taka be here. You know. And if your father wrestled out of your shver, that might also be melachtin ha-sayt-e-cheirem. That's the question. But akoponim, the most of us have no shaykhs in Madrigal. This is just an ayin reidnish and a bow, because you feel good about yourself. Most of us don't have shaykh that most of us are more than yourself as a relationship, most of it. As an Edom from a Shver that's being found, you, that is a little bit different. There's an element of, there's a concept of not that used to be from the earlier days till recently. There was a concept of not. Rashi brings down a Torah that Pistar Roch Vileya were upset that the father didn't give a Nadin for them. I mean, this is an old minig. Now, Nadin is not called being Spanish Mazdog, and Nadin has nothing to do with learning. If you were working, you got a Nadin. Today, that's been abolished, and what has taken the place of the Nadin is everybody's learning, and the support of learning sort of takes the place of the Nadin. So, Nadin might be a little bit different. You know, that might, I mean that's Zichah not in the name of Talmud Torah. That's for the worker marrying this guy's daughter. He has to be placed like a Nadin. Just, then it's highly questionable if he can take it off his Ma'aseh Cheshbon. In other words, if he's supporting Torah, then he can take it off his Ma'aseh Cheshbon. But Nadin is highly questionable. Could be he could be Pasha Mitzvah to be Ma'aseh Ben Yosef. You know, those are very of the, you know, those in Yonam. But I mean, the way it comes practically to us, I don't think we have enough, we should have that kind of guy with Terezachai, which telling two and that's the Demus and that's the this and that's the that, you know, but it's only Lamaxel Shusha Ravia, and you should take a piece of Tylenol if you get a headache. So, Baruch Hashem, I need Kol Yom, my Gidalti Ben Echachomim. And I was always in the Loi Poskin Yeshiva, I was in wherever I was, and I hope. Looking forward for many more years of shifting with Eis Hashem, Kol Yimei Chayei, Laos is B'Noyim Hashem, and Raki B'Chol. But the, and bless you also, to be Zeicha to that. But the yeshivas could vary which yeshiva you're in, and they can have different mahalchim on the whole support system. Like the first 20 years of my life I spent in Berlin, and there it was all yourself as well. That was the main. Then the last, this past 30 odd years I've been spending here in Lakewood, the Radio is the Lord Shevin Levi Bulvat, and the Midi Sashbi, and the Milo Mishta, from any Achiz and the Mateva, and we are. Then in the interim, I was in Brisk for a couple of years, and they have a third Malch. That is not the Lord Shevin Levi Bulvat, it's Shevin Levi Alain. It's just us. And everyone else is just a bunch of Americanas Shaitan, but it's all just us. You know?